Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Soundtrack is good, too.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, Kennedy.
All right.
Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say hey to Melanie from Uxbridge.
Good morning, Melanie.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's record on the big board, 6,096 wins, Dan. 446 losses.
She's pretty good.
She's decent. Mid, I think.
She's pretty good. Let's just hope I know these.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us was the most searched song of the year on Google. The song is a diss track against another rapper that Kendrick previously worked with. Who was that song about?
Oh, I know this. I know this.
Come on, okay. You're out in these streets, Melanie.
Oh, of course, I knew this, but I don't know this.
Okay, question number two.
Mad at me.
The new American Pope, Leo XIV, just tweeted for the first time since beginning the papacy. The Pope is from Chicago. Which of these cities is the third largest in the U.S. behind New York and L.A., Chicago, Houston, or Philadelphia?
I'm going to say Houston.
Question number three. Fabrice Morvan, 59, yesterday, was one half of the disgraced music duo. Take a listen to their biggest hit, and then I think it was Fabrice. I'm trying to remember how he pronounced his name. Anyway, take a listen to this clip, and then name the group.
Blame it on the rain that was falling. Blame it on the stars.
That's in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Whatever you do,
don't put the blame on you.
I'm old, so I know this one. That's Milli Vanilli.
It's apropos if you look outside.
Question number four. What is the name of the Game of Thrones spinoff series that's about to premiere its second season on June 16th?
House of Dragons.
And question number five. Warner Brothers announced yesterday that they're changing the name of their streaming service from Max back to HBO Max.
Yeah, leave the most recognizable part of the name in it. That makes sense.
Right.
They've also unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman movie. In it, you see Superman's dog. What is Superman's dog's name?
Superdog?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
It's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess.
I mean, you're wrong, but it's not a bad guess.
I saw the trailer. It looks pretty good.
That's a part of it.
Yep. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Melanie is a vibe this morning. Melanie is a vibe. Yes, we needed that. A little sleepy.
I'm a vibe. I love that.
You are a vibe.
She's like, me? I'm a vibe?
Me?
Yes.
A vibe?
Yes.
Say it with your chest, girl.
Oh, my God.
2 out of 5 right for Melanie.
All right. Well done, friend.
Well, it's that kind of vibe.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us was the most searched song last year on Google. The song is the diss track against another rapper that Kendrick had previously worked with. Who's it about?
Drake.
It is about Drake, Melanie.
Oh, right.
Your son is not going to let you live that down.
No, never.
The new American Pope, Leo XIV, just tweeted for the first time since beginning his papacy. The Pope is from Chicago. Which of these three cities is the third largest in the U.S. behind New York and L.A.? Is it Chicago, Houston, or Philly?
Chicago.
It is Chicago. I think Houston is Philly. Houston's like 4.
Houston's right behind Chicago and Philly's 5th. Yeah.
All right, 2-0. Question number 3. Fabrice Morvan turned 59 yesterday. I think they called him Fab Kennedy. He was one half of this disgraced music duo. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name them.
Blame it on the rain that was falling. Blame it on the stars that shine that night. Whatever you do, don't put the blame on you.
Name it. Oh, it's Vanilla. Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli, that is right. 3-1.
Really thought I was going to get you there, Kennedy.
Ha!
What is it?
I
played that CD to the broken college.
Whoa. Guys.
Saw them in concert.
You did?
I did.
Well, you saw them lip syncing in concert.
No, they sang.
Everybody lip synced back then. Everybody lip synced.
3-1. Question number 4. What is the name of the Game of Thrones spinoff series that's about to premiere its second season on June 16th?
House of Dragons?
House of the Dragon is the correct answer, Kennedy. 3-2, question number 5. Warner Brothers announced yesterday they're changing the name of their streaming service from Max back to HBO Max.
What's wrong with them?
They're just dumb.
Well, they should fire the guy who changed it to Max to begin with.
Yes. It was the same guy who also changed the name to New Coke. They also unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman movie. In it, you see Superman's dog. What is Superman's dog's name?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Super Dog?
I didn't either.
Crypto Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that. Nobody knows that.
Because he's crypto.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, sure. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
From the planet.
Yes.
Supergirl, Super Dog, Superman. It should have been Super Dog.
Thank you. Thank you. I concur.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Hooray.
Unfortunately, Melanie, we can't give you the $100, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. Shakira, May 29th at Fenway Park. Yes, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Tickets on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. You enjoy that show, okay?
She will not be lip syncing.
Thank you.
Ha!
I will not.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melanie from Uxbridge, and I definitely could not be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Kennedy, please say hello to Julio from Linfield.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, good.
We're doing great. What was the score when you won before?
It was 5-4.
Close game. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you already know how this works. You've done it once. We'll see if you can do it a second time so that your number can go up into the rafters.
It's rarefied air.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio so she can't hear anything that is happening. Julio, are you ready?
I'm ready, Carson. I don't expect you to remember, but it's Julio.
So Julio. My apologies.
All good.
Janet Jackson will receive the Icon Award at this year's American Music Awards. Which singer was on stage with Janet at the Super Bowl when she had the wardrobe malfunction?
Justin Timberlake.
Nicolas Cage is playing legendary football coach John Madden in an upcoming biopic. Christian Bale will be playing the role of Raiders owner Al Davis. Bale starred opposite Mark Wahlberg as boxer Dickie Eklund in this 2010 local movie. Name the movie.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Nicolas Cage is playing legendary football coach John Madden in an upcoming biopic. Christian Bale will be playing the role of Raiders owner Al Davis. Bale starred opposite Mark Wahlberg as boxer Dickie Eklund in this 2010 local movie.
The Fighter.
17 years ago today in 2008, the U.S. listed the polar bear as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Which brand is known for using polar bears in their ad campaigns?
Coca-Cola.
Brad Pitt was spotted at a New Zealand McDonald's on Easter Sunday, and now McDonald's wants to give every New Zealander named Brad a free quarter pounder.
It's a good deal if you're Brad.
What are New Zealanders referred to as a nickname?
Ooh, I don't know. The other...
And question number five. Rainn Wilson, Ellie Kemper, and Oscar Nunez from The Office were on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune last night, and Rain dropped a, that's what she said. What was Dwight's official title under Michael Scott at The Office?
Office assistant, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hayden.
Back from college.
Kennedy.
Hi.
Julio, who defeated you once already, 5-4.
He sure did.
Is back, and he got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough questions, Dan.
It's redemption week. They got to be tough.
You ready, Kennedy?
Board ready.
Janet Jackson received the Icon Award at this year's American Music Awards. Which singer was on stage with Janet at the Super Bowl when she had the wardrobe malfunction?
Justin Timberlake.
Tied at 1. Nicolas Cage is playing legendary football coach John Madden in an upcoming biopic.
That is interesting to me.
Christian Bale will be playing the role of Raiders owner Al Davis.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow.
Bale starred opposite Mark Wahlberg as boxer Dickie Eklund in this 2010 local movie.
The Fighter.
2-2.
Like you, Charlene.
Think you're better than us because you went to college?
Oh my God.
17 years ago today in 2008, the U.S. listed the polar bear as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Which brand is known for using polar bears in their ad campaigns?
Coca-Cola.
Tied at 3. Brad Pitt was spotted in New Zealand at McDonald's on Easter Sunday, and now McDonald's wants to give every New Zealander named Brad a free quarter pounder.
Wow, that's paying it forward.
What are New Zealanders referred to as a nickname?
Kiwis.
That is correct. Kiwis, 4-3. Rainn Wilson, Ellie Kemper, Oscar Nunez from The Office were on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune last night, and Rainn Wilson dropped a, that's what she said.
Obviously.
What was Dwight's official title under Michael Scott at The Office?
Assistant to the assistant manager?
Assistant to the regional manager.
There we go.
Not assistant regional manager.
Yeah, assistant.
Dwight would tell people.
Got it.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Redemption is yours.
Okay.
Huzzah.
I do love a good huzzah every now and then, Dan.
That's what she said.
All right. Okay. I walked right into that one.
That's what she said.
All right, second one.
Julio, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yeah, I'm Julio from Winfield, and unfortunately, Kennedy...
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
You can't
it's a reliable
Kennedy.
Vehicle.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hi to Rachel from Wakefield.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning.
Rachel, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's great. A loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere once almost came to blows over Princess Diana? Not a new story, but it came up again thanks to a new book. Stallone is no stranger to the world of fighting, as he played Rocky Balboa in the Rocky series. Which city is Rocky from?
Philadelphia.
Rihanna is releasing a new song tomorrow called Friend of Mine. It's for the new Smurfs movie that comes out this summer. Rihanna announced she was pregnant at the Met Gala earlier this month. How many babies will that be for Rihanna?
Oh, either 2 or 3. I'm going to say 2.
This week in 1998, Seinfeld aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC. Who was Jerry's nemesis on the show?
Newman.
Oh,
your voice changed there for a second.
I'm in the car with my husband.
What's your husband's name? Newman.
Mike.
Okay.
Hello, Carson.
What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Question number 4.
Sorry.
Jelly Roll was unsure if he was going to be able to play certain stops on his Big Ass World Tour because of his past criminal background. But Jelly just got the all clear and will be making his first trip to England to perform 2 shows at Tottenham Stadium.
Tottenham. Go Spurs.
Who is Jelly doing this tour with?
I don't know.
Question number 5. The Weeknd may not retire his stage name now after all. He's been hinting at it for years. What is The Weeknd's real first name?
No idea. I'm going to go with Michael.
Mike. Yeah, good guess. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Rachel, you work in HR at a law firm?
Yep.
Oh, that's got to be a lot. All the...
Yeah, I've got some stories.
I bet. HR at a law firm, Kennedy? I'd watch that show. Is it a big law
Everybody
firm?
Everybody would mind their P's and Q's at a law firm, I would think, but you never know.
Is it one of those big big law firms, or is it...
It's pretty big, yep.
All right, Kennedy. Rachel got 2 out of 5.
Well done,
well,
friend.
She got 1 and then an assist from her husband, Mike.
Good old Mike.
These are tough. You ready?
Yepper.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere once almost came to blows over Princess Di?
I could believe it.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Stallone is no stranger to the world of fighting, as he played Rocky Balboa in the Rocky series. Which city is he from?
Rocky?
Yes.
Philly.
Tied at 1. That is correct. Rihanna is releasing a new song tomorrow called Friend of Mine. It is for the new Smurfs movie that comes out this summer. Rihanna announced she was pregnant at the Met Gala earlier this month. How many babies will that make for Rihanna?
3.
It is 3. 2-1. This week in 1998, Seinfeld aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC. Who was Jerry's nemesis on the show?
Newman.
3-2. Question number 4. Jelly Roll was unsure if he was going to be able to play certain stops on his Big Ass World Tour because of his past criminal background. Can't travel into some countries if you got, federal charges,
sure
Kennedy.
Enough.
Who is Jelly doing the tour with?
Post Malone.
4-2. Question number 5. The Weeknd may not retire his stage name after all. He's been hinting at it for years. What is The Weeknd's real first name?
Abel.
It is Abel.
Woo-hoo.
It's not even fair, is it, Rachel?
No.
No.
Never going to beat her.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough. So 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy, you get the win. Nice job.
Thank
nice
you.
Work. Good work. Nice job. We're going to need to see you in HR after this. It's never good when you hear that, right?
No. Yes. I mean, I wouldn't know, but no.
Dan, have we ever been called into HR?
I have been called into HR before, yeah.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never been called into. I mean, I've been called in the office a few times, just not the HR office, thankfully.
Well, Sal was there.
All right, Rachel, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rachel from Wakefield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.